How do they communicate with you? Is it telepathy?
Well, you know, everybody take a deep breath. And it's through a process that we've now been come to give the name of archangelic ensoulment. And as we mentioned, George, I've died twice.
Right.
I've had two near-death experiences. I've died of cancer in 1989. I was clinically dead for 4 minutes. I died again in January 2003, again of cancer. And the gift was that the way that the archangels communicate with us is that they literally enter my body as I go into what looks like a death.
And that's how they communicate to you.
It is correct.
It's similar to what some people call channeling. However, much more profound, because Kira literally dies. She leaves her body. Her body jerks and slumps. I hold her soul, and this energy of the archangelic realm enters her. She will then communicate with the client or the group that we're working with. Her eyes do not blink.
Let's talk more about that when we come back. Hey, Sheree, before we go back to calls this hour, fascinated by this, what you call now the archangelic, what was that again?
Ensoulment. Ensoulment is a word to describe calling in the energy of another being. And I want to tell you, George, when I first witnessed Kira Ra in this state, I got a little freaked out, because when she leaves her body, I feel a presence. I feel a enlargement of that which I am, and then this other being enters her. Her eyes are wide open. They do not blink. And this being talks, and this archangelic energy is emitting such powerful energy that sometimes people in the room get a sunburn. There are spontaneous healings. There is incredible wisdom that comes through, and I often am in tears myself. So it's not just an informational experience, is this profound felt experience. And I once joked with Archangel Zadkiel, who was talking through Kira, and I said, and he said to me, Sriramka, you're doubting that this is real. And I said, yes, my brain is just screaming, how can this be real? And he said, you want a burning bush, don't you? And I said, I do. And he said, everybody on your planet wants a burning bush, and if we did that, the whole planet would be ablaze. You've got to learn to trust your heart.
We have an archangel with a sense of humor, huh?
Absolutely. Great, joyful humor.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, George, because for me, I remember the first time I saw the first few videos. I mean, it was really wild because I have zero recollection of what happens. All I know is that I'm leaving my body, and then when I come back, I'm filled with this amazing love imprint, and usually I'm seeing so many other beautiful beings in the room at that point other than those that have been with us through the process. And, you know, when you speak about the sense of humor, when I watch the videos or listen to the tapes, this angel is hysterical. I mean, sometimes I share with people, the angels want us to be in joy so much that they're just going to model it through this sense of humor. So these discourses are usually delivered with a very strong sense of humor.
Is this like a trance you're in, like Edgar Casey used to go into a trance for his readings?
Yeah, it's very similar. At first I thought it was the same process. However, the Kira truly does leave. She is 100% gone, and the angelic being that has entered her is interacting with the audience. So it's not a lie-down kind of mumbling in low voice thing. It's a very dynamic interaction. And what we've been told is that our soul agreement was to bring this energy and this information in at this time to help people wake up. You know, we're not alone. There are angelic beings and helpers for everybody on this planet. And it's time for us to kind of shake the cobwebs out of our eyes and tune in.
What are the possibilities that when she's in this state that some kind of evil possession could occur?
Well, this is why we have the gatekeeper, Archangel Zadkiel. We're only working with the highest frequency energies that her body can handle.
Because I guess without that, that's a possibility, isn't it?
Well, if we didn't have the help on the other side, there's a possibility. And most of the dark energies that you're referring to exist in what we refer to as the fourth dimension or the astral plane. And this is an area of dreams and torment and emotional energies run rampant. When we move to the higher planes, it's really very pure.
And, you know, the evidence of that, for those that say, well, I want evidence, just like Sri, who said, you know, point blank, I want a burning bush, the evidence is your heart, the response. And in our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, Archangel Zadkiel very clearly says that you can always tell the difference between energy that's of pure love and pure divine source, because it will not ask you to judge, it will never ask you to harm another, and it will only leave you feeling better about yourself, the world, and in a great state of love and bliss. And that's what happens. When I come back, as I mentioned, I have no idea what's been said. However, I get the gift, the absolute gift of this love imprint, and the people in the room are usually filled with tears of recognition of their own self. There's been healings. There's been this amazing amount of joyous love. And so it's really quite a beautiful gift, and it helps me understand why I was literally trained to die. And that was the purpose of my life, my near-death experiences.